This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is turning back the hands of time in the criminal justice system. He has ordered federal prosecutors to charge defendants with the most serious provable crimes that they can, crimes carrying the most severe penalties, including, in some cases, minimum sentences. It's a rollback of Obama-era rules that gave prosecutors discretion in charging nonviolent drug offenders and could lead to increases in the prison population in this country and thus profits for companies running private prisons. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that one.
The number of federal prisoners in jails run by private companies has fallen over the past few years. Right now, about 11% of federal inmates are in private prisons. That's down from 15% in 2013. That trend could change now that Attorney General Sessions has ordered federal prosecutors to charge defendants with the most serious crimes they can.
It's certainly, a helpful directional trend for the prison operators.
That's Peter Cohn, an analyst at Height Securities. This winter, Attorney General Sessions also reversed an Obama administration decision to stop sending federal prisoners to privately run jails. Cohn says there are now empty beds in some private prisons.
They have idle capacity in several facilities that, they're no doubt eager to start, contracting with the federal government.
The private jails could see thousands of new federal prisoners because of the new Trump administration policies, says Carl Takei, a staff attorney at the ACLU's National Prison Project. But Takei doesn't think this is a good thing. He points to a report on private prisons from the Justice Department Inspector General late last year.
The Inspector General report found that the private prisons experienced 9 times more lockdowns, more violence, and they failed to provide adequate medical and security staffing.
I reached out to the two biggest private prison companies for comment. Neither would give me an interview. But in a statement, one of them, the GEO Group, says, quote, "We provide safe, secure, and humane environments." In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.